Cigarette
and Cool Cigarettes,
the only cigarettes that give you valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Morton Bowe, and Tommy Dorsey and his famous orchestra swinging the praises of 1937 rhythm.
You'll sing the praises of Raleigh's if you try a fact. Raleigh's don't cost 1 cent more than other popular brands, but you enjoy a truly superior blend of Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Raleigh's come with plain ends or cork tips if you prefer. Try a pack. Raleigh's have got what you want.
Or if you like a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, try Cools. They're so mildly mentholated that each cool puff soothes your throat. Yet you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness.
Remember, folks, Raleigh's and Cools carry valuable coupons good in the USA for handsome, practical gifts. Every carton carries extra coupons. Why not try Union-made Raleigh or Cool cigarettes tomorrow and save those coupons? This week we find the Baron Munchausen and the faithful Charlie on their way to Havana, Cuba with Morton Bowe, where Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra are booked for a concert. Tommy and the band and Edith Wright give the send-off. This year's Kisses from On the Avenue.
This year's talk of kisses don't seem as sweet to me. This year's talk just misses what kisses used to be. This year's new romance doesn't seem to have a chance, even how fine is the moon above. This year's crop of kisses goes not for me, 'cause I'm still wearing last year's
love. What's going on aboard the boat bound for Havana, Cuba? Whom do we see still trying to dodge that crazy Russian Boris but Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl?
Whoa, Baron, steady. You look a little pale around the gills, doesn't he, Captain?
Aye, he does that.
Captain, this motion is killing me. The next time I get on a boat, there'll be three of us.
Three of you?
Yeah. Me and the two fellas who dragged me there.
My Baron, the ocean brings out the best there is in you.
You're telling me.
Well, there must be a remedy, Baron. Did you see the ship's doctor?
No, but I just said to the radio operator.
Yeah?
I said, Mr. Operator, I feel an attack of seasickness coming on.
I see.
What shall I do?
And what did he say?
He said, stand by for further announcements. Charlie.
What?
Charlie, I want to ask you, why do I always get sick on a boat?
Well, that's very easy to explain, Baron. I'm glad you asked me.
Yeah?
You see, the brain is divided into dual cerebral hemispheres.
Isn't it so?
Yes. One of which controls the balance of your equilibrium through the pituitary, the thyroid, and the ductless gland.
My goodness.
Yes. But unless all of these are operating in harmonious unison, your equilibrium is non-compass method.
Isn't that so? Yes.
And you develop a psychological and physiological maldemare complex.
Yeah.
Now do you understand?
Yes. But why do I always get sick when I get on a boat?
Oh, quiet.
Hey, I tell you something, Charlie.
What?
I think I know the name of this ship.
Well, what's the name?
Dizzy Dean.
Dizzy. What makes you think it's named Dizzy Dean?
They don't come any better at tossing and pitching.
Oh, George, Dizzy Dean.
We'll concentrate on something else. Look out over the ocean. There, now there's something. Do you see that gull light on that buoy out there?
Did I see what?
The captain said, did you see the gull light on the buoy?
That was a good show.
What was a good show?
Boy meets gull.
Boy meets gull.
Oh, listen, there's Tommy Dorsey and his band tuning up for the ship's compass.
What did you say?
I said there's Tommy Dorsey and his band tuning up for the ship's compass.
Gee, Sally.
What?
Why does Tommy Dorsey walk around with his nose up in the air all the time?
Oh, well, there's a reason for that, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, you see, Tommy comes from real nobility.
It's the zoo.
He's a member of the famous Dorsey family.
Mm.
Yeah, they're all real aristocrats.
Aristocrats?
That's right.
What is this aristocrat business?
Well, an aristocrat is a man who doesn't belong to the common herd.
No?
No. He eats well, he sleeps well, but he never works.
No?
And every evening he puts on his evening clothes and goes out.
He never works, but every evening he puts on his evening clothes?
That's it? Yeah. Now, can you tell me what an aristocrat is?
Sure.
Well, what is it?
A bum in a full dress suit.
A bum in a full dress suit.
Well, the boat sails on toward Havana, and we find that man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, entertaining the passengers with a popular hit, Good Night, My Love. Now, so we find him in the ship's dining salon where he and Charlie have just ordered luncheon. As an innovation, the steamship line is trying out waitresses in place of waiters. So there may be complications.
Here, Charlie.
What?
Have a look backward, cigarette.
Well, that's not a look backward, cigarette, Baron. That's a cool.
Cool?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
K-O-O-L.
And how do you spell look?
L-O-O-K.
And how do you spell look? Backward,
let me see. Why, K-O-O-L.
See? It's a look backward,
isn't it? Oh, yeah, we got that in, all right.
And Baron Minton.
Yeah, well, that's very clever, Baron. But there's something else I want you to clear up.
What is that?
When the steward announced that free refreshments were being served in the salon, you started to run. Now, what were you running for?
Did he say salon?
Yes. What were you running for?
I thought he said saloon.
Saloon.
I don't know.
Oh, and that's another thing. What are you drinking all this liquor for?
Well, so I won't drown in case I fall overboard.
Well, how is liquor going to keep you from drowning?
Makes my head swim.
Makes your head swim. Yes.
Yeah, oh, look. Look, you know, you had a couple too many yourself last night.
What makes you think I had too many?
Oh, don't tell me.
What?
At 12 o'clock, I rushed in the stateroom and said, Charlie.
Yeah?
Charlie, The ship has sprung a leak.
Uh-huh.
What did you say?
Well, what did I say?
You said...
What did I say? Come on.
Put a pen under it and come to bed.
No, let's change the subject.
Yeah.
Where's that food we ordered?
Don't you? Hey, waitress. He can't eat all day.
Take it easy, boys. You got hungry, I didn't send for you.
Nice boat.
Yes.
Sorry, without asking, I know she's related to Boris.
You think she is, huh?
I know it.
If I'm forgetting anything, just remind me.
Ochisarapki. Hey, this steak is burnt.
Well, what should I do? Put a bandage on it?
Oh, wow, phew. Where did you get these eggs?
Maybe you think I made the ship lay to.
Lay to, yeah.
Something wrong?
Something wrong? I ordered 3-minute eggs and you brought me 3-year ones. I'm a man who knows his age.
Yeah, so did Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, what makes you think he knew his age?
Didn't he write the play Hamlet?
Hamlet, that's Hamlet. Hamlet, what are you?
I didn't
Your chicken, look, it has a leg missing.
It lost that leg in a fight.
Yeah? Well, take it back and bring me the dinner, will you?
Oh, yes, and waitress, maybe you can explain this. A piece of rubber tire in my head.
I couldn't help overhearing your conversation, Beaver. You know, like that table. And I can explain that.
You can explain a piece of rubber tire in my head?
Certainly. It proves that even heck, the automobile isn't placing a horse.
Go away.
How about some pie?
Yeah. What did you say, madame?
How about some pie?
Is it compulsory?
No, huckleberry.
I hate huckleberries. But just thinking about my lemon meringue makes my mouth water.
I'll bring you a blotter.
What's the matter with it? I don't like coffee.
How's the coffee?
Better I shouldn't talk about the coffee.
Why not?
Someday I may be old and weak myself.
Oh.
I tell you, Charlie.
What?
I smell Boris.
Boris?
I got a brother-in-law, Boris. Huh? He works for that Baron Munchausen.
Munchausen? Munchausen. That's me. I'm the Baron, and I'm through with that Boris. A horse can't team up, Mr. Checker.
Is that nice, calling Boris a horse?
Yes. Let's get out of here.
Oh, quick, Baron. Man overboard. This way. Look, over by the rail. Look. Right there he is.
I can't swim.
Oh, he can't swim. What are you laughing at?
That's a funny place for a man who can't swim.
Save me!
He talks like an orange coupon, you know?
Save me. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, Charlie.
What?
I hate to see anybody drown. I guess I'll fish him out.
All right.
Here. Hold my back.
Oh, no, wait. See, it's all right, man. It's all right. They're pulling him into the boat. However, your heroism didn't go unnoticed.
No?
Judging from that lady giving a glad eye from the hurricane deck.
Yeah.
Right up
there. Oh, yes. Quiet. Right. Oh, hello. But you know something?
What?
That's not the glad eye, Charlie.
It isn't?
No. That's just the school teacher who can't make her pupils behave, you know?
Pupils, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You know, she rolled those eyes at me last night?
Oh, yes? And what follows?
I did.
All hands on deck!
Men, spread the word around that we're giving a ship concert before landing at Havana. The proceeds to go to the Seaman's Fund. And Baron Munchausen.
Yeah?
The captain pays his respects and asks if you and Mr. Hall could organize a little talent among the passengers.
Oh, well, tell him we get him so much talent, he wouldn't believe it. Come on, Charlie. I drive the cabins and you ask the people on the deck.
Right, old Baron. I'll meet you right back here.
Hello. Hello, Mrs. Ladyboy.
Why, how dare you enter before I answer your knock? I might have deemed this robe.
Yes, I take no chances. I always look through the keyhole first. Could you do some acting for the G. Lion Fund?
Could I? I am an actress. Do you see the American Tragedy?
Did I see her? I married her.
Well, what do you want?
What do you do? Sing, dance, or tell jokes?
Sing, dance, or tell jokes. Listen, I am a dyspeptic.
Good. You do that tonight for the concert, then.
Why, you get out of here before I... Come in.
Morton Bone.
Hello, Baron.
Just the fellow we need. Tonight you sing at the concert at the... You know, will you do me a favor, Morton? Tonight you must sing a song at the concert only as a favor to me. You've got to sing it, MS.
Whatever you say, Baron. Do you want me to sing it, MS?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the 40?
No, Morton. I want you to sing it, MS.
Yeah?
McSheen.
Oh, Baron. Oh, say, I saw you come in here, Baron. I've got enough talent for two concerts. Why, I even picked up a freak. A curiosity.
Huh?
What kind of sailor?
A curiosity. I found a sailor who has 25 children.
Huh? He's no sailor.
He's no sailor? No. Then what is he if he isn't a sailor?
If he's got 25 children?
Yes. What is he?
He's a wholesaler.
A wholesaler.
When the lady is cheerful and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool.
The ship's concert is on, and the hit of the evening is Morton Bow singing, "The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful."
The night is young and you're so beautiful. Here among the flowers, beautiful lady, open your heart. You're so proper and polite upon this lovely night. Why can't we make some foolish conversation? Instead of being bright, let's be ourselves tonight and take advantage of this situation. The night is young and you're so beautiful. Here among the shadows, beautiful lady, open your heart. The scene is set, the breezes sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When the lady is here, and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high and you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you.
Fun concert was a great success, and now the boat trip over, Havana is enjoying the Baron, and the Baron is enjoying Havana. Now we find him surrounded by a group of admirers in the Grand Cafe adjacent to the Plaza del Toros, where the bullfight is being held. While they're waiting for the bullfight to start, the Baron is giving them the benefit of his worldwide information bureau.
Senor Baron, what are the three nice things about Cuba?
The three nice things about Cuba? The three nice things about Cuba are the ladies, the women, and the girls.
Ah, then you like the snorers.
You see, please, Charlie. What? It's not nice to talk about those things. Now, please.
What things? Some of the most charming women in Cuba are snorers.
I know, but how they sleep is their own business.
Oh,
nothing.
Does
the senor believe in a revolution?
What's the question?
Revolutions. You know what revolutions are.
Yeah.
Now, where have the most important battles of the past 10 years been fought?
In closed cars.
In closed cars, oh, yeah.
Any more questions?
How you think the Spanish race compares with the Americanos, huh?
Oh, well, some of the greatest men in the world were Spaniards. Like Magellan, the world's greatest poker player.
Poker player?
Yeah.
What makes you think Magellan was a poker player?
Didn't they name a straight after him?
Oh, the straight from Magellan. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're all right, yeah.
Glad you know your history. Order up, everybody. The Baron buys a drink.
Oh, that's right, hey. Oh, waiter. Waiter, come in. Bring me a horse's neck.
Yeah, and bring me a horse's tail.
His tail?
No use killing two horses.
Oh, that's so silly.
And we drink. And we drink to the 7th president of Cuba.
We drink to who?
The 8th president of Cuba.
Hey, wait a minute. What's all that excitement? Say, who's that man with the black mustache, the sword, and the cape?
Ah, that is the great matador from America, Don Jose.
Oh.
He's coming over to meet the Baron.
And here he is, the greatest bullfighter in all Cuba, Don Jose.
Aha!
Hello, Monte.
Monte, Charlie. Charlie, look behind the black mustache.
What?
It's Boris.
Well, I'm darned if it isn't. Say, I didn't know you were a bullfighter, Boris. You must be quite an athlete.
I was up to less than a minute, Charlie. Get down, dear. Well, you know, well, I was a three-letter man. And you know what the three letters were?
Sure.
R-A-T, you rat, you.
Boris.
I ignore it.
That's right.
What a sprinter I was. Boy, I was a hound in the desert.
Yeah, you look like a desert hound.
Yes, I mean, who looks like a desert hound? Now you get it. You Cuban, here you.
Oh, Baron, Baron, come on, stop it.
Oh, my ankle, I can't walk.
Now you've done it. That's the signal for the bullfight to begin, and thanks to you, Boris has a sprained ankle, and he's the star attraction.
Yeah, but even with a sprained ankle, I'm laughing. Tell him the rule, Gomez.
The man who enters the main door must fight a bull in his flesh.
You mean fight a live bull with hooks on his head? You think my mother brought a lummox into the world? Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute. Come here, Baron. You can't refuse. Thousands of people have paid money to see this bullfight. Do you want to see them stuck?
No. They want to see me stuck, huh?
Well, you have to do it, so I'll show you how. All you do is step into the arena and wave a red tape. That's to make the bull angry.
I don't want to make him angry.
Oh, yes, you do. Then as he rushes at you in insane fury, what do you do?
Jump over the fence.
No, you look him straight in the eye.
Which one?
Oh, which one? What do you care? He's rushing at you, snorting in fury, hoof pounding. He lowers his horn, sharp as needles, and comes straight at you. But you don't move.
No, I... He don't move.
You don't. You just stand there and pretend you're not afraid.
Oh, please.
What?
I couldn't be so deceitful.
And then the bull charges and charges.
And I pay and pay.
Yes, and he rushes and rushes.
And I'm like Moses.
What do you mean you're like Moses?
I get caught in the bull rushes. Huh?
Yeah. In the bull rushes, you get caught, huh? Ah, but as you mark him, the band will be playing Hail the Conquering Hero.
And as I go out, they'll be playing Goodbye Forever. I changed my mind.
What?
I'm too tender-hearted to kill that bull. He might have a wife and a couple of little cowlets.
Cowlets? Bulls don't have cowlets.
Well, might have a couple of bullets. I don't know. Anyway, why should I make some poor cow a widow? Huh?
Oh, but listen, the management have guaranteed a bullfight. If you don't go through with it, think of the hole you'll put them in.
Yeah, and if I do go through with it?
Yeah.
Think of the hole they'll put me in.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The time has come. The gates are opening. Now, walk into the arena like a toreador. Face the bull like a picador. Fight the bull like a matador.
And they'll carry me out like a cuspidor.
Oh, come on, Baron. The crowds are cheering. You've got to go. Here. Take my horn. Yes. There's the bull coming out now.
What? The big one?
The big one, yes.
Is that the bull I fight?
Yes. How do you feel about it?
What?
I say, how do you feel about it?
Bully.
Bully, huh? Well, there goes the Baron. He's game anyway. Out of the way, get it. And now the picadors dash in on horseback and tantalize the bull. And now the band of arrows tease him some more. Oh, boy, is that bull getting mad. He suddenly spies the Baron. He paws the ground. He puts down his head and charges. The Baron doesn't even see him. He's waiting for the senorita in the bus.
Put out, Baron, look down!
We take you now to a room in the Havana City Hospital.
That's all you may have, darling. Doctor's orders. Just one drop of water on the phone.
But, nurse, I'm starving.
Well, tomorrow you may have one spoonful of custard.
Yes, one drop of water and one spoonful of custard. Would you mind bringing me a postage stamp?
A postage stamp? What for?
I'd like to do a little reading.
Come in.
Baron, huh? Well, how are you coming along?
Fine, Charlie. Only I can't get any sleep here.
You can't sleep? What's the matter?
A Cuban... Well, Cuban fan dancer has a room across there, you see?
A fan dancer?
Yeah, she has a room across there. She practices all day and never puts down a shade.
Oh, my.
It's disgraceful.
It's disgraceful.
Absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, but wait a minute. How does that keep you awake? Her window is up so high, you can't see into it from this room.
No?
No.
Just stand on the table and look.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Darcy and his orchestra, Bugle Call Rag. About Raleigh.
That's right, Paul. And we're here to tell it.
All right, Edith. Everyone else has had a crack at announcing, so I guess it's your turn.
Ladies and gentlemen, the three esquires and I will give you our interpretation of Raleigh's and Cool's.
Save those coupons every day. Save those coupons, it will pay. Save those coupons, wait and see. Premium they soon will be.
Dollar.
Rollies have a way.
Project.
They are distinctive pay.
Red tray.
Not 1 cent more to pay.
Okay.
Yes, sir, in every way. Save those coupons you will get. Teapot, cream, and sugar set. Chairs for bridge and table too. Umbrellas, black or brown or blue.
Okay, folks. There are only two things left to say. Rollies have got what you want. They're distinctive in taste. They cost no more than other popular brands. Buy Raleigh's. Plain or cork tips if you prefer. Or if you prefer a cigarette that's mildly mentholated, try Cool. They're soothing to the throat. And remember, save those coupons.
The American Red Cross needs help from everyone to aid the many who are suffering in a flood-stricken area. Send your contribution to your local chapter of the Red Cross. For the information of friends and relatives of their employees, the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation are happy to report that so far as they have been able to determine, there have been no casualties among their personnel at Louisville. The plant where Raleigh's and Cool's are made has remained high and dry and suffered no damage from water. Operations at Louisville will be necessarily delayed a few days until power is again available. In the meantime, their factories at Petersburg, Virginia, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina, are operating at top capacity to help fill orders. Shipments of premium for coupons sent to Louisville will also be delayed for a few days.
Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Martin Poe and Tommy Garcia and his orchestra.